Carl Frampton secured a hard-fought points win over the Mexican Garcia at the SSA Arena on his return to the ring after 10 months out of action. The Belfast boxer has made the battle all the way, was awarded a unanimous decision on the judges' scorecards. The two-weight world champion was fighting for the first time since he split from Barry McGuigan's Cyclone Promotions during the summer. Here's what Carl had to say after the fight.
You know, it was a fight to get me back. I wasn't brilliant. I was good in patches. And I got dragged into a fight, which I didn't need to do. But credit to Horacio Garcia, tough kid. Kept coming, hit him with some big shots. And likewise, he hit me with some big shots. He hurt my neck in about the third round. But you just got to get on with that, don't you? I was excited for this. I was relaxed the whole time, the whole lead up to this. Stress-free. I felt good. Maybe I could have been a bit fired up myself. I don't know. But I was completely confident the whole time. And credit to my team, you know, they got me in. Without them, I wouldn't have been able to get through this. Without them, I wouldn't be back in Belfast.
Well, the former world flyweight champion, Dave Boy McCauley, with us this morning. Dave Boy, good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
What did you make of the fight then?
It was a good fight. It was a tough fight for him. But what we have to take into consideration is it takes a while to bed. And we see with new trainers and new management and all the problems that he had before the fight took place, you know, the previous fight being cancelled, you know, and all the problems that he had. Taking all that into consideration, he did pretty well, and he was out of the ring for 10 months. And you have to give him credit. He knew how good this guy was, Garcia. And he took him on, and he took on a very, very, very tough fight. You know, and you have to give him credit for being out of the ring for 10 months and all those problems that he did have.
Is it hard to get back into the ring after that length of time out of it?
It is, yes. You know, but he had added problems, Stephen. You know, he had management problems with his previous handlers, and betting in them with new managers and new trainers, it takes time to do all that. And the older you get, the harder it gets. So, like Carl now, he's 30, 31 years of age. So, you know, these things take a wee bit longer, you know, to materialise. And taking all that into consideration, he did very, very well, and he fought a very, very hard opponent.
Was it a hard opponent?
It was. I didn't think it would have been. I thought this would be an easy comeback fight. But see, when the guy stepped into the ring and I seen the size of him and I seen the way he performed throughout the whole fight, he's picked a tough guy. And you have to give him credit for that, because he could have had somebody far easier if he'd have wanted to. He would have his comeback fight. But he took somebody who was very credible, very tough, and had a chance. He had a real good chance of losing that fight, because that guy was good.
What's next for him?
I would say, if I was handling Conor from, I would say, okay, Conor, we need another fight in, say, February or March, and we'll see how you progress from that fight. I think he needs at least one more fight before he jumps in for a world title fight. On Saturday night's performance now, he wouldn't have won a world title. So he needs to have at least another fight before he goes in for one of the big guys.
And he wants that world title fight at Windsor, doesn't he? Windsor Park.
Yes. He wins it at Windsor Park, and he wants to fight a guy called Lee Selby, which he is capable of beating. On a good day, Carl Frampton would wipe the floor with him. But on that performance at the weekend, he wouldn't have won a world title. It wasn't a world title winning performance, but he did very well considering all the problems that he's had. But I would think when he gets another fight under his belt, he'll be really settled in with his new team, you know, and everything will go really well. I can see him winning a world title sometime this year, but I think he needs at least one more fight before that happens.
Any chance of Santa Cruz?
I would say there's absolutely no chance of getting him over here. No, I'll take an act of God to get him back into Belfast. There's no chance. If I was Santa Cruz, and they said to me, look, come back to Belfast and fight Carl Frampton, I would say, are you guys mad? I'm going nowhere near that guy.
Dave Boy, nice to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.